Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Zochim Bavli, Daf Ayin Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi and Demai on Daf Aleph Amad Beis, the end of the second line, Tani. Tani, Nichnas Le'er Shuruba Akum, Sofig Rav Meshamim, Sofig Eina Rav Meshamim, Diver Kol Chayovim, Ben Demai, Ben Vadai. The Bryce says if a person entered a mostly Gentile inhabited city, if it's doubtful if the fruits there are mostly Hefker, all agree that they're obligated whether they are Demai or definite Tevil. Nichnas Le'er Shuruba Yisrael, Sofig Rav Meshamim, Sofig Eina Rav Meshamim, Ben Demai, Ben Vadai. And if he entered a mostly Jew-inhabited city, if it's doubtful if the fruits are mostly Hefker, all agree that they are exempt, whether they are Demai or whether they are definite Tevil. Safik Rav Akum, Safik Rav Yisrael, Safik Rav Meshamim, Safik Ein Rav Meshamim, Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lokish. And if it's doubtful if it's mostly inhabited by Gentiles and doubtful if the fruits there are mostly Hefker, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lokish. The question is, what are shittin? Listed in the Mishnah, the answer is Rabbi Shimon, son of Rabbi Abba, said that they are figs that are larger than and therefore grow out from underneath their leaves. The first fruits and the mesuyofos are exempt. First fruits refer to those that sprouted before God had ever been appointed over there. And the Gemara asks, should it depend on the guard? And the answer is, Rabbi Yossi says that it means that they are few in number and insignificant, so it's not worthwhile appointing for them a guard, and they are hefka, and they are exempt. Mesuyofos refers to figs that ripen so late that the fig cutting blades have already been removed. Quoting Reb Lezer, said that first fruits are obligated because they are assumed to be guarded. Reb Yosef ben Chalafta said that shittin in Sipoyrin are obligated because they are assumed to be guarded. Nistaifu hata'inim v'hu meshameh sadeh m'pnei hanovim, hanovim v'hu meshameh sadeh m'pnei hayerek. The question is, if the figs reach the stage of mesuyofos but he guarded his field because of his grapes there, or if his grapes ripen late but he guarded his field because of vegetables, are they hefka? The answer is, if the worker enters to take from the mesuyofos and the owner objects, taking them is considered the prohibition of theft. Ula Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda nichnasu lechol b'misuyofos v'savach b'hen ha'shemer v'mashach Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda es yadov mehen amalei Rabbi achol shekvar nisyayshu habayle mehen. Ula Rabbi Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda entered to eat from the misuyofos and the guard shouted at them. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda withdrew his hands from them and Rabbi says, no, you can eat, the owner has already given up on them. Rabbi Yochanan bari tzavach v'at amahachin. Rabbi Yochanan, we ask a question from Rabbi Yochanan, the guard shouted, and you say this? Rabbi Yonah says, is this a good question? Doesn't the Mishnah in Maseches Maisus in Per Gimel in Mishnah tests contradict this? Because it says that Sia, which is savory, Ezoi, which is hyssop, and Koironis, which is time, and if they're in a yard, if they're guarded, they're obligated. If in a vegetable garden, even if they're guarded, they're exempt. Rabbi Yochanan says an answer, no, there in the garden, he could tell the guard that whatever is growing there grows by itself and is not yours. But here, when the guard shouted about eating mesuyofos, he could say, it's one basket and I'm guarding it for the owner, showing the owner didn't give up on it as he was relying on the guard.